Hey friends, this is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the BlowTopSecret.com member podcast network in the comedy and humor feed. And I'm responding to how much is the Dodgies, how much is this Dodgies thread called Avatar Names. Oh, what a cool pod thread. This is neat. I look around at some of the names of some of my fellow members on ATS, and I just wonder how they came up with it. And it's neat to know the story of how much is the doggy, you know, how that came about. And the thing about that name is, even when you abbreviate it, you know, like Benevolent Heretic, you know, it's BH. All right, BH, I can go with that. You know, I'll do like George Bush, you know, it's, I'll just give you a nickname there. I'll call you Fluffy. Yeah, yeah. BH, Benevolent here, I'm going to call you BH. Yeah. but, you know, how much is the doggy comes down to HMITD. And that's, you know, MITD or HMIT. That's still a tongue twister. So, dude, you're always going to be how much is the doggy to me. And isn't it something, you know, on ATS, you can't change the names. And I remember reading about that a long time ago. There's reasons for that. And, you know, there's just the decision was made and now you can't do it. No change in the names. Once you pick a name on ATS, that is your name forever. And of course, you know, sometimes people don't realize this and then they make some really funky names. But you know what I think's cool about it is in a way it's, you know, even the funky name, it still grows on you, you know, like you said, you know, you're now how much is the doggy. And that's how I think about you. You're HMIT, you're how much is the doggy, you know, and, you know, you start to associate the names with personalities. And that's something that Mr. Wookie. Oh, no, that'd be a cool name, wouldn't it? Mr. Wookie. That's Mr. Wookie to you. Mr. Wookie was talking about, you start getting associated with the names, you know, and my fellow members on ATS, you know, they got their names. I associate their names, you know, their avatar names and their personalities, and that becomes their identity, you know, and it's kind of neat the way that develops. I actually kind of like it, you know, the way people can pick their own names, you know, they pick their own names and that's their name to you. And you start to associate their personality with that name and it becomes a whole new persona. You know, I mean, my real name isn't Magic, although I go by this name, I think more than I go by my real name, you know? And, you know, it's neat. Some of these, like, you know, some of the names I mentioned, like Nurky. You know, one of the things I thought about Nurky is, I think there's like an Aussie slang expression, go ask Fred Nurk, you know, and Fred Nurk is some fictional character that doesn't exist like Joe Blow, you know, so they say, oh yeah, go ask Fred Nurk. It's basically go ask nobody, you know, and Mr. Whoopi, your tale is heartbreaking. Well, not heartbreaking, it's inspiring in its own way. I mean, you know, that's the thing. You're trying to pick it, especially something like AOL. Everyone already always has the cool names, you know? So, saying it with Mr. Whoopi to you. And of course, you see, I was thinking, Mr. Whoopi to you, Mr. Whoopi to you, and Mr. Whoopi to you. That's Mr. Whoopi to you, you know? Sorry, I'm a little crazy tonight. But, the whole thing about making Whoopi. Sound of joy. Sorry, my friend. There's just no way you can get away from it, I'm afraid. And, would you change it, you know, on ATS? Would you give it all up, you know, because you can't, you'd have to basically give up the Mr. Whoopi account to change it to something else. And if you did, what would you change it to? You know, and VH asked this of, you know, how much is the doggy? And, so what if Mr. Whoopi decided to give it all up, you know? And I think if he did, he should do what Homer Simpson did. Just give it all up. Just change your name and change your name to Max Power. Now, there's a name that really just commands respect, Max Power. And, of course, there's an episode of The Simpsons where that happens. And, you know, he gets all the respect because his name is Max Power. But actually, unfortunately, that name is taken on AboveTopSecret.com. So all you prospective Max Powers out there, user ID 50864. As it turns out, Max Power was denied membership on July 15th, 2005. So maybe it's not such a lucky name after all, huh? So anyway, how much is the doggy? Said, you know, what you want to, I think I've talked about this somewhere else, but I'm always happy to talk about me and my name and how that all came about. So, how much is the doggy? Said, well, talk about your name and how you came about it. And so how did I come about with the name of Magic? And of course, the deal there is that's the cryptonym for the Majestic documents, the Top Secret / Magic, M-A-J-I-C. And that's where it came from. But what I like about the name, and I'm a big fan of multiple entendres and stuff, is that it does have a lot of other, you know, ramifications. And I've been rather fond of the name since I started using it. And actually, I picked the name Magic before I became a member. I haven't been using it for a really long time, but you know, I started using it heavily back in the spring of 2003, and you know, things like my ISP account name is Magic and stuff like that. You know, so and I have the name Magic on quite a few other forums, and you know, I go under many forms, and you know, if it's the name and the name MIJIC, the Magic handle is actually pretty commonly used. You know, like on DeviantArt and places like that. You know. There's already plenty of Magics out there. And by the way, for my fellow Magics, my fellow MAJICs out there, shout out. We're all family. I'm telling you, we're all family. It's the Magic family. So I just want you to know, here's another Magic representing all up in here. Yo, word. So, you know, I was amazed when I came to ATS. And actually, I'd been lurking on ATS for a while before I finally decided to join. And I was amazed when Magic, I tried it. I figured someone would already have it, you know, but I tried it, and I got it. I was the first Magic, MAJIC on ATS. And, that was recent. That was July 9th, 2004, when I joined. And at that time, ATS already had, I think, my gosh, 20 something thousand members. I'm like member, I don't know. I should check my UID, but it's, you know, it's up there in the 20,000 something, you know? So, I was amazed that no one had picked Magic yet. So, hey, bonus. So yeah, Magic, but you know, Magic means many other things, you know? On my avatar, I used to, on my mascot, and I still keep him on the wings. You know, I might bring out this guy, you know, this little, you know, blonde haired, blue eyed kid that, the somewhat youthful and clumsy sidekick of Sorceress Stabber Orphan, the anime, which is an anime about, you know, this sorcerer, you know, this kind of young sorcerer that has sorcerer powers, and it's in a place where there are sorcerers and magic, you know, there's a magic academy and all that kind of stuff, and it's kind of a cute, it's campy, it's a campy anime, so not the best anime, but it has its own endearing traits. And then, of course, there's the whole Magic FM radio stations across the U.S., you know, Magic 105, Magic 98.5, Magic, you know, and so there's all that MAJIC Magic stuff. Then there's stuff like Magic Flakes in Australia. And there's, I think there's a guy in New York, a street musician whose legal name is Magic, M-A-J-I-C. So, you know, hey, if that's true, Magic in New York, word. And then there's other musical magics like MagicBand.com, which is a party band. And, you know, they do classic pop, classic R&B, and, you know, all the stuff. Basically, bands that are called Magic are generally wedding bands, and there's quite a few of them out there. Then there's, like, the Magic Theater and Magic Kennels, where they have Springer Spaniels. Magic Midways, which is a place in Canada that sells inflatable bounce rooms, dunk tanks, and other amusements for kids. Magic also stands for the MATLAB, Just-in-Time Compiler. MATLAB's a mathematical, you know, math software that's used for math analysis. And of course, there's Emu Magic, Emu oil that will solve everything. But on ATS, and actually quite a few other forums, you know, like I pointed out earlier, Magic means me. And where the Magic name is taken, I can usually get Magic-12 or some variant. Heck, my personal domain name is Magic-12.com. So, you know, it's kind of become my thing, you know, such as it is. And even though there are a lot of other Magics out there, I'm the only Magic that's quite like me, and I've become attached to the name. You know, it's it suits me. It's flamboyant but subtle, commonplace but unique, and all that funky stuff. So anyway, just in closing, I just want to say, what's in a name? Everything. Or not. Or as Shakespeare might say, a doggy in the window by any other name would smell as sweet. Be well, friends.